وذكر فإن الذكرى تنفع المؤمنين.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وموالاه، أما بعد، الله عز وجل سألنا القرآن إنه من يتقي ويصبر فإن الله لا يضيع أجر المحسنين. إنه من يتقي ويصبر فإن الله لا يضيع أجر المحسنين. This surah, this ayah, which chapter, which surah is it in it? Surah to Yusuf. ساكم الله خيرا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إنه من يتقي. Indeed, the one who have taqwa. The one who have taqwa. The one who obeys Allah. That's what the summary of taqwa means. To obey Allah. Someone who does an act of worship but doesn't do it for Allah. Did he obey Allah? Someone who, for instance, pray dhuhr prayer, but he didn't pray for Allah. He didn't pray for Allah. Did he obey Allah? No. He prayed dhuhr for Allah, but he prayed in a wrong way. Did he obey Allah in praying dhuhr? No. So taqwa is to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon ikhlas, upon mutaba'a, expecting the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fearing his punishment. So Allah said, إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِي. Or indeed, the one who have taqwa, the one who obeys Allah, وَيَصْبِرْ, and remain patient, endure patient. What's important, endure patient? He go through hardship, he go through difficult, he remain patient. He doesn't feel bad in his heart. As some of the disbelievers say, why me? Why it didn't happen to so-and-so? Rather, he believes it's decreed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for wisdom. And he doesn't also complain from his tongue. Oh, this happened to me, this happened to me. Keep on mentioning, complaining to the people about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Doesn't show. He remains patient on his limbs, on his body. He doesn't slap his face. Some people do when they go through hardship. He remain patient. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not making the ajr, the reward of the muhsin, the good doer, which is here the one who have what? Taqwa and sabr. The one who is obedience. Obeying Allah and at the same time he remain patient. Sometimes you may be obeying Allah. You may be in a state of taqwa right now, but the person doesn't remain patient. He lost his job. He said, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un." He go back to Allah. He obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praying, doing the good. But when that take long time, he turn away. He started selling haram. He started stealing. Akhi, why you did that? Oh, because I didn't get a job. I go through hardship. I have to relieve myself. Yes, he showed taqwa at the beginning, but he didn't endure patience. Patience may require years sometimes. How many years Prophet Ayyub was sick? Sheikh Albani said 18 years. He authenticated that hadith. 18 years. Prophet of Allah sick. The Prophet, this ayah, إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِ وَيَصْبِرْ. In the history of who? Prophet Yusuf. He was removed from his father, Prophet Yaqub. He was thrown to the well. He was then enslaved. He was then accused. He was then thrown to the jail. He go through a lot of hardships. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala eats all that and making out of it. He come out of the jail, honor. How he come out of the jail? Because the king of the country saw a dream. Very interesting dream. And he asked those who interpret dream, they say they don't know it. It's like a nightmare, it's not anything. And then he was a man who was working for the king, who used to be with Prophet Yusuf in the jail. Remember that Prophet Yusuf interpreted the dreams. Actually, Prophet Yusuf told him, when you are out of the jail, you will be out of jail. Remember me, the presence of your king. Tell the king my situation. I'm in a jail. So he forget the man. فَلَبِثَ فِي السِّجْنِ بِدْعَ سِنِينَ. He remained in the jail years. And he was innocent. Until Allah showed the king a dream. The king asked, who know the interpretation of the dream? They say, this is not a dream. Until what the man remember. وَالدَّكَرَ بَعْدَ أُمَّةِ أَنَا أُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِتَأْوِيلِهِ فَأَرْسِلُونَ. I will tell you the interpretation of this dream. Send me. He remembered now. There is Prophet Yusuf there who interpreted the dream. When the Prophet Yusuf interpreted the dreams, the king liked him so much. He said, made him out of the jail. He is going to be my special one, my consultant. When the man came back to him, he said, no, why am I still in the jail? Why am I in the jail in the first place? He want to clear his honor because he was wrong. He was put in jail years until now the haq become hasal haq. It became clear to everybody that he was wrong. He was in a jail years. Allah made him out of the jail. And then he met with his family, his father, his mother, his brothers. Everything came back. He's the treasurer, what you call, of the country. Not only him, anyone who come in his angle is honor. Udkhulu Misran. You enter Egypt. Then Allah said, that's the history is about. إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِي وَيَصْبِرْ. Indeed, the one who have taqwa and remain patient. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. This is the rule of Allah. It's a general. It's not for Prophet Yusuf only. It's a general rule for Allah. إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِي. It's a mawsul. Anyone who endure taqwa, obeys Allah, and remain patient, Allah will not waste his reward. Which means in this life, you go through a lot of hardships. You may lose your father, your mother, your brothers, as happened to Prophet Yusuf. You may end up to jail. You may be oppressed, loss of wealth, a lot of hardships, even in your religion. The man who killed 100 men, he killed 100 men. Didn't Allah give him way out to turn and repent to him, to forgive him? إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِ وَيَصْبِرْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Therefore, a believer, remember this ayah. Regardless how hardship you go through, just have taqwa, obey Allah. Obey Allah and be in a state of obedience and remain patient. The rest, leave it for Allah. Allah will take care of it. Allah doesn't break the promise. وَأَوْفُوا بِعَهْدِ أُوفِ بِعَهْدِكُمْ. Allah said, I fulfill my covenant, fulfill your covenant. The covenant of Allah with the slave to obey Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Azza wa Jal, to make him way out. إِنَّهُمْ وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا. Whoever show taqwa, fear Allah, obey Allah, Allah will make his affairs what? Ease. This is the rule of Allah. But most of man don't show taqwa. And those who show taqwa, most of them don't remain patient. But those who show taqwa and they remain patient, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the end, he promised. And it is he who controls the affairs that he will give them the good ending. وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْتَقْوَى وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. The good ending is for the pious. So what matters is, are you fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and being in a state of obedience and remaining patient, not hastening? Don't say 1 month, 1 year, 2 years, as long as you are alive. Remain patient and always expect a way out, a reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A believer understand this ayah, he applies, he will not die because of sorrow, because of grief, because of stress, because of worry. Why? Your affairs and the affairs of everyone is in the hand of who? Allah. تبارك الذي بيده الملك. And you are doing what pleases Allah. You are obeying Allah. And you are remain patient. You wait nothing, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you way out. Allah make your affair easy. Allah forgives your sin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take care of you. I close with this, what the Salaf Salih said, Ali, لا يرجون أحد إلا ربه ولا يخافن إلا من ذنبي. Person shouldn't hope anyone but in his Lord. And he shouldn't fear anyone but his sin. Person shouldn't fear anyone, anything but his sin. And he shouldn't have hope in anyone but in Allah, but in his Lord. So just we review ourselves. We turn in repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We rectify our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is Allah azza wa jal. And have hope in him subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have these two, obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remaining patient, expecting reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are on the right path. We ask Allah al-Kareem subhanahu to make us among those when they are tested with hardships, they remain patient. When they are tested with blessings, they give thanks. When they fell short, they commit sin, they ask Allah forgiveness, they are forgiven. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ وَبَارَكَ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ.